is someone that after they lose a game, they can look at themselves. And that, without criticizing other people, they can look at themselves and they can say, well, I did this wrong. And next time, I'm not going to do that wrong. And they're gonna do all that they can inside themselves and with all their heart to do what they have to do to go out and win, to do the best.
I think the object of competition probably is more of a personal thing than anything else. As a competitor, when you're involved in a competitive situation, you always want to come out on top. But that goes with the theory of, you know, you have to win to be successful, and that isn't the case. Competition to me is taking yourself, taking what abilities you have, and taking those to the highest level that you can take them to, and that is success. And that's, and competition forces you to do this.
Is to make a better person out of the person that is in the athletic event, whether it be applied to a business situation later in life or just dealing with other people. You know, as far as a team competition, it's going to help you. It's going to help you later in life be able to understand other people's problems and be able to work with other people to become better in whatever you're doing.
And of course, the winning, though, is within the boys. I can only teach them so much. The rest has to come from themselves. And you can't teach that.
Like you're losing.
I love our support. I love to have teams come into our gym and be thinking about all week, knowing they're going to come into a pit. There's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of racket, a band's playing constantly. That's good. That's distracting to the opponent, and that's where you have become a little more successful. I think our student body is probably one of the finest around. It's created, if you go around the league in the last 2-3 years, the intensity in the other gyms has picked up, and I relate that back to our student body as having started it here, and they say, if Ashland can do it, well, we better do it, or we're going to be in trouble. We go to another place, and their band tries to play. All that does is help us, because we're used to it. Student body is a very important factor.
It took a lot of work. It was really hard. And sometimes I wasn't sure if I could keep going on, because it was pretty hard, but I'm really glad I did. And it's really taught me a lot. It's made me learn that winning isn't easy, but you can win if you really want to.
As far as athletics is concerned, you have to learn to lose, and you have to learn to win. Kids just have to learn that life is competition. And I feel through athletics that kids learn this.
When we put our minds to it, and I mean the team, we could beat, we could be competitive and be good with anyone in the league. That's Klamath Falls with their 3 6-footers, Medford. The team had a really good spirit, I think. We had a definite winning attitude. We all know what it's like to win, and we all love to win.
We're not concerned with beating every team we step on the mat with, but we are concerned with bringing the individuals along as far as we can.
I feel this was the ski team's best year. I enjoyed this year by far greater than any other year I've coached, just because the kids all worked hard and they're all great kids to be around. I take any one of them home with me. They're all really neat kids.
Let's say this past season has been like a roller coaster. You go to Marriott's and watch the tidal wave, ups and downs and backs and forths. But at the same time, this is a good test of the individuals, because success is not being afraid of losing. Success, again, is if you have a downfall, you have a failure, you pick yourself up and go from there. Well, our kids have definitely had the opportunity to go through the definite peaks of a season, the valleys of a season, and struggling and trying to come back.